Okay, it is 6:31 p.m. It's June 17th, 2026. This is the monthly meeting for Grand Isle Consolidated Water District. Present, we have Water Commissioners Janine Banks, Rick Kohler, Michael Inners, David Banks, and Matthew Brooks, and SOS Operator Joe Danis and Warren Stedman here, and we have a guest, Michael Miller. Okay, so are there any additions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to review of previous meeting minutes. I circulated the May minutes. Does anyone have any corrections or want to move to approve or?
I can make a motion to approve.
Okay, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Questions from members?
I have questions. One.
Hi, Joe. Yes?
Yes. So I got a call from the engineer at the Boysburg property at 3/4 Canoe Road, the one that we have a massive lien on. This is the one that I reached out to the closing attorneys at probably a few months ago now. And, you know, there was a little conversation going back and forth and nothing really happened. So I asked the engineer to have the homeowner contact me about this, but also, you know, about some other things on the property. He had no idea about the lien, and neither the seller's attorney or his attorney contacted him about any water amount due. So I don't know if both attorneys just said, you know, who cares? I'm not really sure what's going on. We've all talked about it in the past, saying, you know, we would let the lien go if he applied for a new connection. So pretty much just abandoning the old one on paper and then applying for a new connection. And I mentioned this to him, and, you know, he just wants us to work with him a little bit so he's not due paying the whole $6,000. So I guess my question is, a couple of them, can we just grant him a new connection and he will pay the $3,500 connection fee? Second question is, what happens to the existing lien that's on the property, and can we remove it from the property if we don't get paid?
Definitely the answer to that one is yes.
What was that?
I was just going to ask, what was it, how much was the lien for? Was it for 6,000?
Yeah, it was like, it's a little over 6,000 now.
Okay.
Yeah, the answer is, can we remove it? We can remove it at any time for any reason. It's entirely up to us. If the board votes to accept 3,500 and settle it all as a new connection, we just take the lien off. I file a one page release of lien at the town office, and that's the end of it.
I think that's probably a good idea. You know, he sounded more than willing to do that on the phone. I guess he was pretty frustrated at his attorneys, one, for none of this coming up because of the mix up with the address. But also even the follow up that, you know, we sent them with all this information, no one let him know about this either. So this is the first he's hearing of it since he purchased the property in October.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Sounds and like even get some money back from his lawyer.
Yeah, I suggest we send a bill to the lawyer.
Well, somebody would have had to pay it. So,
yeah, I mean,
it's not the first time this happened, though. You remember that
the 911 address is 3 Canoe Road, and we have their address as 4 Canoe Road. That's how it's been in there from the start. So I don't know if it was a typo or it was misinformation from, you know, the homeowner. It's pretty much a vacant lot. There's an old camper there that needs to be put in a dumpster.
So that was before, there was a guy on East Shore South where they missed the lien. They just missed it. It wasn't an issue with the name or the address. It was just, they just missed it. And then the new guy who bought it was not happy with having to pay it off.
Well, $6,000 is no small chunk of change, but then again, it's no small chunk of change for GICWD either.
Yeah, I mean, this was the situation where the husband died, the widow wasn't dealing with it, and Crystal, the old Crystal at SOS, tried to work with her to get her to commit to just cutting off the water and disconnecting, but she couldn't bring herself to do it, is probably the best description of what happened. And so she wasn't getting any water, but the debt and base just kept piling up.
Well, can I ask, is this lien, did somebody have to pay the lien? Did somebody pay it?
No.
When this guy bought the house?
Nope. The attorney didn't find it.
When this guy bought the house, this one.
Yeah, it's a lot, really. It's not, there's no house there. There's a broken down trailer, a power pole with a meter, I don't know if the meter's still on it, and our water connection's there.
So they've never actually used water there? The lien is just...
They have, but they haven't used water for, you know, the 14 years I've been here.
Okay.
Yeah, it was semi-abandoned, right? And she eventually did sell it. But the closing attorney didn't pick up our lien because there were two addresses and they only looked for one.
Oh, so I can't even blame the lawyer.
Well, yeah, you can't entirely blame the lawyer, although if they'd searched by name, which they should have also, they would have found it. And they would have seen that it was the same, you know, that it was obviously the same place. So I don't know what they were, you know, whether they saw it and decided, well, we could ignore it because the address is wrong, or if they just didn't see it because they didn't search by name, which they should have done.
So, Joe, there's already a meter there. So if we did the new connection fee, we wouldn't have to pay for a meter, right? We could just use what's already there? Or would we replace it anyways because it's old?
Yeah, we would replace it anyway and just put in a radio.
Yeah, I'm not sure what condition it's in after sitting there for years and years. Yeah. I wouldn't trust it. It may have frozen or corroded.
Yeah, I mean, we would just bring a whole new assembly. But, I mean, I feel like that's our best option, because it's not like they actually used any water.
Yeah, it's more a matter that we rely on the debt and base to, you know, right, to spread
to the calculate cost everybody's more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, to calculate everybody. So it's, and, you know, I just go back to the old saying is we're setting precedents. Why do we bother to put liens on if we just ignore them when they actually come due?
Well, this one's a little different because because it is kind of our screw up.
It's partly our screw up, and having the wrong address. I think this goes back to when the 911 system was first put in. A lot of the addresses were wrong initially. I think that's when this one got picked up. We just never corrected it. It was, the mail was going somewhere else, so the post office didn't complain. Also, this is like a situation, I think, like 25 Adams School Road. You know, it was basically an abandoned property. And what we did with Adams School Road is we actually officially kicked them off the system for non-payment. We could have done
that. Is their money still considered receivable?
Yeah, it is, but it's considered doubtful in terms of the way the auditor handles it.
Yeah.
There's always an allowance for doubtful accounts, which is basically money you think you might never collect. So they
I mean, we will get 3,500 of it. So you're only talking, you know, $6,500 or 2,500. And really, it's not even that much. I think the amount due at the time of sale in October was like 5,800. So you're talking about writing off $2,300.
Well, no, it's a new connection coming in. And he's applying for a new connection. We need to put in a new meter. We got to turn the water back on. We're going to have to view the service line installation at some point and approve that. It's a new connection that has fees associated with it. That, I think, is separate.
If he paid off the lien, we'd still have to put a new meter in and connect him up. Right?
Right. It'd be a new connection. Rick?
Yeah, just a quick question. On the lien of 6,000, like, I think we already covered the lawyers typically find that in the title search when you buy a new property, but it sounds like the issue there is the address is wrong or there's two addresses for the same property. But in the case of the lien and the new customer is willing to cover or kind of meet in the middle from what it sounds like, Joe, of like covering portion of the payment, but he's hoping to get the new connection as part of that as well. Is there any conversation happening with the seller of the property? Because that's typically it would cover the lien at the time of sale.
Yeah, I don't know if she's really in the picture and like, you know, she was like 85 years old, lives in Burlington. It was a hard enough time just to get her bills.
Got it. Yeah, I just figured I'd ask because I think that's the typical process. Like we were in the exact same position. We bought a home in October, like the same type of deal, but it's the seller proceeds typically go to cover any liens that are existing on the property at the time of sale. But okay. Anyway, just thought I'd clarify that if she was still in the picture or not.
She was sort of barely in the picture. I mean, I don't know her exact mental state, but
well, somebody was taking care of her finances and her accounts. If it wasn't her, somebody had to be. And so somebody's got that money that should have been ours, basically. And maybe I'm being a Scrooge about it, but you know, our connection fee is $3,500, and actually, if there's water service there, even if it has a lien on it, does he really need a new connection? He bought the property with water. Is it really a new connection?
It's more of a formality setting up a new account, you know, having him pay the $3,500, putting a new connection agreement there. We'd create him a new account and then pretty much just get rid of the old one.
Yeah, just
we
right
don't
off
normally
the old
do
one.
That on the sale of a home, right? The water rights just transfer.
This isn't a normal sale though. I mean that's the situation really. It's a, you know, this is going to come up again at some point when the 25 Adams School Road eventually, you know, when she passes and that property gets sold.
The way I'm looking at what I'm thinking is that if he's offering to pay $3,500, he can call it a new connection fee. We can call it 50% payment of the lien, because when a normal property, you know, when we bought our house, we didn't have to pay a $3,500 connection fee. The connection fee was already paid when the house was hooked up. So he shouldn't have to pay a $3,500 connection fee because he bought the house that already has water service. So if he's willing to pay $3,500, we can say that he's paying $3,500 towards the $6,000 owed on that lien.
And then we write off the rest of the lien. It's really $3,500 of one and 3,500 of another. It's
right, but I want to avoid setting a precedent. I don't want to say that we wiped the lien clean and took on, you know, a new customer. I want to say that it's not a new connection fee because we have no right to charge him that. It's $3,500 payment towards the lien, and we erase the rest of it. Agreed that if he's willing to pay that much, we'll
take the rest. We can do that as well.
I mean, it has the same result. The only difference is he doesn't get a new account number, and we put an adjustment in to adjust the balance. And it doesn't really make any difference from an accounting standpoint.
Right. It's just semantics, but semantics are important with precedent setting.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing, so it doesn't really matter to me which way we go. I mean, either way.
Michael, just give me the money. I'll record it.
Well, we'll put it in a different account. That is that's the only difference is if we do it that way, then it's a user fee being paid rather than a connection fee. So it'll go to the operating funds.
Which is where it should go, really.
Right.
Yeah. If that's how people want to handle it, that works too. I mean, it really is. In the case of 25 Adams School Road, we have actually officially kicked them off the system. So definitely will be a new connection fee there because we went ahead and we kicked them off the system. We recorded that in the land records that we had dropped them off the system, which is what we should have done with her actually when I, in retrospect, we should have just said, yeah, you haven't paid in years. We're just dropping you off the system. And someone who buys the property will eventually have to pay a new connection fee.
Now at 25 Adams School Road, can we still go after the money that's on the lien?
We may be able to at the point of sale. Keep an eye. We also didn't catch it. This one was up for sale. I didn't notice it. I don't think, Joe, you didn't notice it.
No, it went on the market, for like a couple of days.
Yeah. I mean, I try and look for our past due people who things are going up for sale and get a lien on before the sale. but I missed this one. The lien was already there, but they.
All right, so I can send him an email. He's out of Massachusetts. He's done the wastewater test pits. He plans on building up here eventually. I'll just send him an email saying we agree, to take $3,500 towards the payment and we'll write off the rest.
And he keeps the connection.
Right, he keeps the connection and he will immediately start getting bills. So he needs to be aware of that.
Yep.
Just debt and base, but
right.
We could do that. I mean that works. And he could fight with his attorney about why they didn't catch it.
Do we need a motion for this?
Yeah, I think we should do a motion since we're gonna do a write off. I'll make I move that we at the water district settle the lien amount on 3/4 Canoe Road for $3,500 and release the lien.
I'll second that.
Who was that, Rick?
No, Dave.
Dave? Okay, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed or abstaining? Okay. All. Joe, any other good tidbits for us?
Not in that section.
Not in that section. Anyone else? Okay, well, let's move on to Joe again. Operator's report.
Okay. Good news. We fixed a leak. That one we talked about at the last meeting, 111 East Shore South, has been repaired. We did get the bill already, and it was right around $1,500. It was a very weird scenario, not exactly what we thought. I thought the water line was teed off, and it actually wasn't. There was a 2-inch water line that went in the back of the house and kept going further past where the leak was, somewhere tied back into a copper line, and then shot back into the back of his house. We actually dug down. We found three curb stops in the ground. So we shut the line down, bypassed two of them, installed a brand new one. And yeah, now we know what is exactly in the ground there. Not really sure why or what or how it happened like that. Because they were running parallel to each other about 5 feet apart. But we got it done. No more leak. Homeowner was happy.
Good job.
And yeah, I mean, that was about it. Unless you guys had questions.
Okay.
Janine, were we expecting somebody from A&E to be here?
Yes, we were.
I was going to mention that earlier, and I didn't
get
that in.
Yeah, I wish I thought about it earlier. Text him again.
By the way, we only have two outstanding liens now, besides, well, three if you count 25 Am School Road. Nothing. None of them are more than are like more than 1500 really at this point.
He seems to reply to mail. Does anybody know what's happened to Michael Maynor? Why we're dealing with Jason now? I wonder if just because it's kicked into construction phase kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Weren't we supposed to get some paperwork and like have a special meeting and
to award? Yes,
He's waiting to hear from the state. Last I knew, he hoped that the state would get back to us this week. They were starting to review it like Friday last week. So we hope to hear back from them in time for this meeting.
Because we need an updated financial cover sheet with the Tebow Terrace included. But if he's waiting for the state, that could be a long wait.
Well, we really need to get this project moving.
Yeah, we do. Otherwise, we're going to miss this construction season.
Yes. Michael, you said we need an updated what?
Cover sheet with the financial breakdown that includes the Tebow Terrace. Or the first one he produced did not include Tebow Terrace because that was optional. But I think we've decided that we wanted to go ahead with Tebow Terrace.
Yeah, so that's the only thing I know about the engineering firm at this point is they're waiting to hear back from the state before they can proceed and send out the award, which is why, Joe, I didn't reply to the company that called us or emailed me. Can you tell me a little bit about this company? I received an email.
I don't know.
Looking
what it
for
is.
Wanting to know who was awarded this contract from the bids, and I'm like, why do you want to know? He's president of Construction Summary of New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, Incorporated.
They're a data broker.
They're what?
They're a data broker. We get these data at the school all the time. They're not for them in particular, but they're a data broker. They collect information and sell it.
They sell it. So it's public knowledge, right?
He actually got my phone number and called me the other day, so I kind of had to tell him something, but I did see your email with Jason asking if it was okay, and, you know, I told him just that. I was like, you know, we had two bidders, here's the lowest one, but, you know, we have not formally awarded the contract to that company yet.
And I said, you know, the rest of your correspondence should be with Jason.
But you didn't give him any financial information or numbers, right?
Nope. Okay. Yeah. I mean, when we award it, that's going to be a public record. That's how these guys, that's how these data, how they collect the information. They collect it. Once it's awarded, it's public record. We have to disclose it.
I tried to be as vague as possible.
Yeah, but we haven't officially awarded it yet, so we technically could switch to the other bid if something came up that, you know, that disqualified the bidder that was low, or if they withdrew, which is always a danger if we wait too long.
Yeah.
Hey, Janine.
Yeah.
We got an email a little while ago from Bill Ryan. He wasn't able to join the Zoom call with the ID, the meeting ID that was on the website. Does anybody use that meeting ID, or do you just use the link?
I don't even use the link. I just use Teams directly.
Matthew uses it. Matthew, you're muted.
Yeah, I thought I didn't listen to everything that Dave said. Sorry. I just used the link.
Okay.
Sorry.
I use the website.
Did you reply to Bill?
I can. And I guess I'll just put the link in.
Yeah, I just click the link on the website.
Yeah, that's all I do. I wondered about that meeting ID, if it changes. it's just the one that's always been up there. Nobody's complained before.
It's the same meeting. That's why I just joined from Teams. I just go back into Teams and resume the meeting.
Yeah, I click the link every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you tell them to just click on this link, Dave?
Yeah, unfortunately, this is from Front Porch Forum, so I don't know if this goes directly to him or what. Let's see.
I think I have him in my address book. Sorry. Bill Ryan wants to join. I would like to have him join.
No, the email didn't bounce, so.
I have his email.
You didn't put an email in his message. There's a phone number.
It's ryan.ryan.2@comcast.net. Do you want to forward that to that address, too?
Hold on. What was it, Ryan?
Ryan.ryan.2. The numeral 2 at Comcast.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. No, good. I'm glad you saw that. Okay, so we're there with the engineer's report. I'll remind Jason about the updated cover sheet needed. And he hasn't replied, so I can text Michael Maynor. Okay, we'll move on to the treasurer's report.
You caught me in the middle of printing invoices. Okay, let me share.
Okay, we have Bill Ryan joining the meeting at 7 o'clock. Hi, Bill. Glad you got in. Thanks for the email.
All right, how are we doing on visibility there? Can people see the treasurer's report?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll just start right at the bottom line. Total operating expenses for the year have been $139,000, which is running below budget, actually, which is good. We're not quite halfway through the year. We will have, however, a large bill coming in. The carbon changeout bill has not arrived. So that'll be close to $30,000. Generally, we're paying debt as it comes due. We will definitely be over on propane. We are already over, and we haven't hit the fall heating season yet. So that's going to definitely be over. Electricity is sort of on track. I think that was the only thing that was really kind of out of whack was the propane just keeps going higher. We have a bank balance of $232,000 and some change. $266,000 and some change in the operating account, and reserve fund is $613,000. We will need to use some of the reserve fund based upon the bid that we got in order to top off the construction cost, because the construction costs and everything are going to exceed our bond by some amount. But otherwise, we're in pretty good shape. When the reserve fund CDs come due, I am going to just roll them over into a non-interest bearing checking account, so that we don't have an interest penalty if we need to withdraw them. So that's gonna reduce our interest income temporarily until we get past this. But it's better. I think it's better to have the funds be liquid rather than earning the highest interest rate, given that we may need them for construction costs. And the audit, I contacted the auditor 2 days ago, and they said it's almost done. So hopefully we'll have an audit. We finished the work back in March, so I don't know why the report's taking this long, but we can blame the school at least a little bit, I know, because they just got finished. So
is that just, that's the 2020 what audit?
2024. We need 2020, then we'll start 2025.
Okay.
I'm going to start 2025 as soon as they're ready to do it, because it was really painful having to dig back, to prior years. makes things go a lot more complicated. But it looks like it's going to be a clean audit, so that's good.
Okay. Any questions on those topics? You want to talk about the capital plan?
Yeah, I mean, I have an offer for someone to help with it, which I have unfortunately have not been able to respond to. Just because I've been on traveling and such, but I don't know. So I think we're kind of ready. I don't think Rick is not here tonight. Oh yeah, you are. There you are. Okay. Hey, so yeah. Rick, thank you. I was looking at the wrong panel on the screen.
Sure.
So. This will require sitting down with Joe and Warren initially to try to get a sense of what equipment is getting nearer the end of its lifetime, and other projects like the siding on the building and things like that we know about, and trying to get a list of those together, and then when they need to happen and how we can fund them. I did call Northwest Planning. You know, I haven't, we're supposed to have a call with her soon. I think for some, is it this week or next week?
I think it's next week. Maybe
it was... Yeah, it's weird. It was on my calendar and now I don't see it. So I better check with her and make sure I know what it is.
I thought it was like 2 days after this meeting.
Yeah, I thought it was Friday, but it's not showing on my calendar. So so a bunch of stuff disappeared off my calendar. It's kind of annoying. So I'll reconfirm the date of that.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you, Rick, for volunteering.
I was just going to say, if you want to connect at some point, if you've got my number, I think I can put it in my email as well if you don't already have it. But if you want to connect for like 15, 20 minutes sometime this week, just catch up on where you're at currently, what you want to do next, and how I can help, then that would be good. And then you can let me know when that meeting is scheduled, and I can see if I can join that as well, if you'd like.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to talk to her first and just see what services they might have available. But if you want to be part of that, that's great, too. I'll let you know when I have the details.
If I can join just let me know. I'll join.
There's no reason you can't. I mean, it's so. So that's that. Anything else?
That's all I have. Any other questions for Michael? Okay, we'll jump back to the engineer's report. Jason replied saying, I wasn't planning to attend. I have not heard from Cindy on this project, but I did speak with her again, and she has still indicated she will get the approval for us this week. I don't have these meetings on my schedule. If you'd like me to attend monthly, I can add them. So I replied to him, yes, I think we'd like to have you attend monthly, at least through this construction project, so we know what's what. And I asked him for the updated cover sheet for Tebow Terrace. Okay, we'll move on to Mr. Brooks, IT committee.
Pretty quiet over here, nothing to report at the moment.
Okay. Old business. We have open commissioner positions. Michael Miller, Bill Ryan. You guys have an interest anyways. Glad to see that. We are looking to fill two water commissioner positions.
All right.
You want to be on the water board again?
Sure.
Yay. Okay, I don't know if anybody knows Bill Ryan. This is Bill Ryan. He was the whole reason we have the water system in a large part. So he's interested in being a water commissioner again. That's great. Do we want to take a vote? You want to do it tonight? Or you want to still think about it? Or do you want us to take a vote tonight, Bill?
You can take a vote this evening. That's fine.
Okay. What do we think? Michael, you just left.
No, I get it. I'm paying bills while we speak.
I thought that was Janet's job.
Yeah, but I have to sign the checks and I had to print new invoices for some of them, so.
Yeah, she ran out of toner, I heard. Yeah. Okay.
I say we do it tonight.
Okay. Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
To accept... Vote Bill Ryan in as a water commissioner?
Yep.
Okay. Anyone want to second it?
I'll second.
Cooler. Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor? Nobody opposed or abstaining? Congratulations, Bill, and it's our win. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, does anybody have any other new business or anything else to discuss? Michael Miller, I don't know if you have any questions. We haven't heard from you. You're muted. Any questions or anything we can do for you? Are you just interested in seeing if we really exist. Okay.
And Janine, we still have one open commissioner position, right?
Yes, we do.
You get a full board?
Right. Right. But it's good to be up to six again.
So you have an even number.
We have an even number now, yes.
So definitely don't want to get into any really tight decisions, right?
Well, I have... Technically, I guess, as chair, I should be just a tiebreaker, but I have been voting because we've had such a small group. So I can just stop voting, and then we have an odd number again. Unless I feel really strongly about something, I guess, but... Okay, anybody else have anything? Shall we let Michael do his bills?
I'm on the last one, but I just managed to just get here just a few minutes before the meeting, so...
And we're only one person away from Dave getting able to leave the pool.
No, that's two people.
Oh, it's two people, my bad.
Yeah,
Bill, Dave doesn't want to be on the water board. He's just on here so that we could didn't run into problems not having a quorum if somebody couldn't make it. So that's why, Dave, you have to be on the water board.
Somebody, anybody.
Somebody, yeah. He's the only one I could strong arm. Okay, it's 7:13 p.m. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Michael Inners
is already voting, yes.
Okay. Thank you all very much. I will stop the recording. Stop. Okay.